The financial crisis that pushed the U.S. into its worst recession in generations didn't have to happen. That's the conclusion of the commission examining the causes of the meltdown in 2008.
This financial crisis could have been avoided.
Phil Angelides is the chairman of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission.
This calamity was the result of human action, inaction, and misjudgment, not of Mother Nature or computer models gone haywire.
The report spreads the blame around. Excessive borrowing, risky investments, a government ill-prepared to handle a crisis, financial companies acting recklessly. But the panel had particular scorn for federal regulators and the Federal Reserve. John Thompson is a Democratic appointee on the panel.
This was in large part because of a widely accepted belief in the self-correcting nature of the markets and the ability of the financial firms to police themselves. This misplaced confidence in deregulation of a highly competitive industry was championed by the former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan and others, and supported by successive administrations and Congresses.
But like much of what's going on in Washington these days, the panel split along party lines. The six commissioners appointed by Democrats approved the final report. The four Republican appointees dissented and came to their own conclusion about the causes of the financial crisis. One of those Republican appointees, Vice Chairman Bill Thomas, criticized the majority report for casting too wide a net of blame.
If you blame everybody, you don't really provide what I thought was our primary duty, and that was to focus on the causes of this financial crisis.
On Wall Street, the report didn't make much of a splash. Many didn't even know it existed. Hiba Buttari with Deutsche Bank says the financial crisis is old news, and she probably won't read the report.
Especially with the Dow coming up yesterday, what will this book have to offer to me, I guess? Nothing.
The Dow gained 4 points to get close to that 12,000 threshold at 11,990. The S&P added 3 points, ending at 1,300. The NASDAQ closed up 16 points at 2,755. On a morning when snow grounded hundreds of flights, we're reminded how much New York City relies on efficient air travel. The Regional Plan Association issued a report today calling for a major expansion of Kennedy and Newark Liberty airports as a way to deal with the problems of system-wide delays and congestion that often start here. WNYC's transportation reporter Jim O'Grady was at the conference where business leaders and government officials talked about the report. Welcome to the Financial 411.
Thanks, Amy.
I understand the RPA study says expanding Newark Liberty would mean partially raising all three terminals and rebuilding them. At JFK, they're talking about filling in part of Jamaica Bay for a new runway or two. This sounds like massive disruptions and likely environmental issues. Are these the only expansion options on the table?
They're the major ones that are on the table. And you make it sound so inviting. There will be disruptions, there'll be expense, there'll be controversial land use decisions. But planners say if New York wants to grow, it has to have more runways. And if you get the runways, the only way to take advantage of them is to install something called the next-gen system, which replaces radar installed in the 40s with GPS. And that allows planes to use more efficient flight patterns so they can fly closer to each other, and that translates into more flights into and out of area airports.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, in order to take advantage of new technology, we need these expansions.
Yes, we do, and vice versa.
So why not shift, though, some of the burden to the smaller regional airports like Stewart and Newburgh and MacArthur on Long Island?
Well, RPA looked at that, and they looked at improving rail connections to the airports and between cities, and they found that that brought gains but not enough. And here's the reason is that New York City airports handle 100 million passengers per year already. We're approaching capacity, and that comes to 236 flights per hour during peak times of the day. And in the next 20 years, they'll be handling 45 million more passengers per year. So just to stand still where we're at, we'll need 78 more flights per peak hour. And planners say the only way to get there is by adding flights, and that means next gen and more runways.
And I understand the price tag, what, $15 billion they're estimating?
That's to start, yeah.
Okay. So at a time of fiscal crisis, $15 billion to rebuild our infrastructure, something President Obama talked about in his State of the Union speech. How likely is this going to happen?
Well, the fundamentals are airport expansions cost billions of dollars, as you said. They add noise to local neighborhoods, and they carry environmental costs. Planners say New York airports are already leading the country in congestion and delays. Imagine how bad it would be if we don't do this.
So some pressure to push forward and find the political will to make it happen. WNYC's Jim O'Grady, thanks so much. This is the 411 on WNYC.